you, Jesus, for this day. Thank you, Jesus, for this time. By the names, I'm Brother Kiara Emma from LGA Mbare. Once more, I thank God for this day, for this time, for His grace that He has kept us alive, that we are still alive. And I know it's for a purpose. That's why the Lord Jesus has kept us alive, me and you. There is something that the Lord wants you to accomplish. That's why He is still keeping you alive. And I know, as Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, who are called according His purpose. No matter it may hurt you, and how much pressure it may put on you, but all things work together for good for a Christian when you love God. So once more, I'm going to speak a word to your presence. I pray that may it be a blessing unto you. Thanks for the brothers who have been sending in messages. They have been really encouraging. And I pray that may God continue using you in a mighty way. And my title for today is going to be Letting Off the Pressure of this World. But before we go to the word, let us pray. Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you for this day that you have kept us alive. And Lord Jesus, as you are going to open your word, I pray that may you, Lord Father Jesus Christ, be the one to open the word, because no man can open the word except you, Lord. But I pray, take me out of that way. Come and speak the word unto your children, Lord. Not word, but Lord, when you sent forth thy word, it came, Lord, with the power, signs and wonders following it, Lord. And we are in the manifestation time. And there is no devil in the sky. There is no devil on the earth, Lord, that can hinder the manifestation of the sons of God, Father. Lord, let you take full charge and control over each and everything that's going to be done. May you bless the reading of the scriptures, Father. And may you bless each and every person is going to listen, Lord, to it after. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray and I believe. Amen. We are going to read from two portions of scriptures. And I'm going to start from Matthew. Matthew 28. Matthew. Yeah, it's Matthew 11 verses 28. Matthew 11 verses 28, it says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Amen. Then we shall jump to Hebrews 4. We are going to start from verses 6. Then from 6, we are going to jump to verses 9 up to 11. So verses 6 reads, I'm reading from Hebrews 4, verses 6. "Seeing therefore it remains that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief." Verses 9. "Remains therefore a rest to the people of God." Amen. Glory be back to God. There are people of God. Verses 10. "For he that is entered into his rest, he has ceased from his own works, as God did from his." Verses 11. "Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief." May God bless the reading of the scriptures. Thank you, Wesley. Thank you for reaching and every person that's going to listen unto this word. I pray that may the Lord richly bless you. letting off the pressure of this world. We are sons of God. We are children of the Most High. We come from God and we are going back to God. Even though we are living in this world, but this world is not our home. We have home in heaven. And our master promised, gave us a promise that in my Father's house, there are very many mansions. I go prepare a place for you. And in a time, I'm going to come for you. If it wasn't so, I would have not told you. So we should know that we are children of God. But being in this world, it doesn't mean that we are going to remain in this world. That's why we are being taken away from the word of the Lord. We are being separated from God by the pressures of this world. But my brother, my sister, I want to tell you that we come from God and we are going back to God. Don't you be pressurized by the desires of this world. Don't you lose your power. Don't you lose your focus by the pressures of this world. Because they are going to take you nowhere. Everything that you desire, day and night, you strive to see that you get something to eat. You strive, you get something maybe to feed your body. You get some clothing maybe to clothe yourself. You need to have a good car. You need to have a good house. You need all the time. Maybe you'll be working to get enough money, maybe to keep you in this world, and you forget about your God. All the good man in this world, all the gold in this world is going to perish. But the word of God is the only one which is eternal. And you need to be part of that word which is eternal for you to live. It is life. It is your life, and without it, your death. Praise God, brethren. And they are like, We forget even coming to church. We forget even maybe like kneeling down even on your knees to pray. Even in a day, we fail even to do something for God because of our work, because of our businesses. Sometimes even you come to church, you be there, but your mind is away. Your mind is on your business. Now, how is my business doing? Maybe I wish I'd opened, I would have got some money. But you forget that it's by the grace of God that you're having that little business that you are learning. And this God who gave it unto you is more than able to protect it, is more than able to see that it profits you, is more than able to make any way for you to earn something to sustain your life. But we always forget about our God. Praise God, brethren. Sometimes, when we come to church, we forget who we are looking at. My brother, look unto Jesus. Don't look at any man. Look only unto Jesus, for he is the only one who is going to save you. Like there lived a woman. One day he came to the pastor and said, "Pastor, I want to leave this church. I won't continue coming in the church because people don't respect you. They speak bad about you. When you are preaching, they be on their phones. They be there just WhatsApping. So I want to leave the church." The pastor told the lady, "Go into the kitchen. Bring me a glass of water." When the lad brought a glass of water, that lady was told by the pastor, "Go and move around the church.
Make sure no drop of water drips down. The lady moved very carefully around the church. Her mind was focused on the cup. She didn't want any drop of water to drip even down. And when she came back, Pastor Scott, did any water drop down? She said, no. Did you see anyone around you? She said, no. Then the pastor said, that's what you should do when you come to church. Only put your focus on that God. You are able to see all these other things as someone is worshiping because you're not focused. But brother, when you put your focus on this mighty God, with your one heart, you see the power of God falling down. You not realize that thing that will be called for, because you will be speaking with Jehovah. You'll be speaking with the mighty God. He will be near you. Praise God, praise land. That's why we are not able to stand, because we don't know who we are looking at. Put your focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything that will ever fall. Like Brother Branham one day spoke about the story of two young men. They lived together. They grew up together in the same city. They used to worship God in the same church. They were great ministers in the church. Every time they went to the church to worship God. But when it came to when it came a time, they all married at the same time. One brother remained in the village, and one moved out to the state. The one who remained in the village kept on worshiping his God. And he was made to be the deacon of the church. He did not lose his spirit. He did not lose the power, but he kept on praising the Lord. But the one who went to the city built for himself there a kingdom. He built for himself a palace. He was a big man. He owned a lot of things. He had banks. He had baths. He owned gold. Everything that he wanted, he could eat it. Every money that he wanted, he could get it at any time. If he wanted to buy anything great, he could buy it at any time. But he had lost the love of God. He lost the love of God because of the pressure of this world. The things that we are struggling for, the money that we are struggling for, they make us lose our focus from the Lord Jesus Christ. And we focus on money. Even when you're sleeping, you're thinking on how you're going to earn money. But you don't think about your Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior. And we forget that thy time is no more. Because this world cannot stand under this condition. What made Sodom and Gomorrah to be destroyed has come and disgrace has come in this world. And this world cannot stand under this condition. That's why this day I want to stir up you. May you wake up. Wake up from sleep. Stand up. Worship your God. Praise him than never. Look for him. May you labor so that you can enter in that rest. Those people couldn't enter in the rest because of their unbelief. But you are a believer. You have had the word. They have strived day and night teaching us the word that we belong to God. We should do that that pleases God. So we should make up our mind. I remember one day Pastor Bernard said, brother, me have made up my mind. I'm going to stand for this God. I'm going to serve his God. It is the same thing that I'm saying this day. That I've made up my mind. I'm going to serve this God. I'm going to call upon this God. Day and night I'll be crying out to him. Until he answers. Like Jacob said one day. to the angel that I will not leave you until you bless me. You need to make up your mind, brother. One day when this deacon wanted to look for a friend, they elected him where the friend was living. He reached the place, he reached the home, they opened for him, he entered. Then he saw a lot of things. Then the other brother who had moved to the city, who had become a billionaire, started narrating the story to him. And my brother, this old bank have a lot of shares in it. Those are all my cars. I have a lot of money. This is all my land. These are all my buildings. But I want to tell you one thing. Do you still worship God? He said yes. If you can take me to the first place, hallelujah, praise God. Praise God, brother. This young rich man, on all the money he had, all the riches he had no rest in his soul. He had no rest. So he was telling the brother, brother, when you can't only take me to that first love, do you remember when we used to go down and pray? Do you remember when we used to worship God? We felt His presence. We called upon His name and He answered. I want you to take me to that place, to that first place, to that first love. When we called upon Him and He answered, I will give you this money. I'll give you these buildings. I'll give you everything that you need. Praise God, brother. This man had money, but he had no peace. He had no rest in his soul because he had no God. He had no God in him. He had forgotten the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother, I want to tell you this day that Jesus Christ is the rest. The Holy Spirit is the rest that you need to be in. You should enter in there. This rest is not the rest of men. Some think when they have money, they have the rest. Some think when they have good cars. Some think when they own good plots of land, they have enough rest. But brother, that is not the rest. The good rest is the Lord Jesus Christ who gives it unto you. Even so, you're poor, even though you don't have anything to eat, but you'll be contented. You know you're a son of God. He's going to provide. Even though you're sick, you'll have a mind, a peace of mind in your heart, because you know my God is going to heal me. My God is the deliverer. My God is the savior. He died for me on that cross. He cannot leave me under this condition. That's the rest. I'm telling you this day, may you enter in the rest. May you cry to God to seal you, to fill you with the Holy Spirit. Because without this rest, brother, you cannot stand. Without this rest, you cannot move. Because there is a lot of pressure today in this world. But only what you need is this rest. Put off of the pressures of the world. It will take you out of the way. It is Jesus Christ. Having the supreme control, the supreme authority in your life. Praise God, brother. That's what you need. That's the rest you need. And it's my humble prayer. It's my humble cry to each and every brother to labor so that they can enter in that rest, because it's the one law that is going to make you be contented of yourself. Be contented of what? Little thing that the Lord has given you. But you should cry for more of God. You should not be contented of what you want. Maybe like I have enough Holy Ghost. No. That one you should cry for it. You should cry to God to fill you day and night. May the glory and the honor be back to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah, for this day, for this time that you have enabled me, Lord, to speak the word.
Yes, shalom, bride of Jesus Christ. My name is Brother William Eka from LCA. Nairobi, Toro. And my beloved pastor is Pastor Bernard Achut. And I'm glad to testify the goodness of the Lord. I'm going to read from two portions of scripture from the book of Jude 1, 1 to 3. And then Ephesians 4, 11 to 13. Then from the book of Jude, the Bible says, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Praise the Lord. You should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. And then Ephesians 4, 11 to 13. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And then my title is, let's first pray before we continue, before I give the title. Let's bow down our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this hour, Lord, that you have made. Father, Lord, I thank you for your word. May blessed, O God, bless the hearers of that word, God. And Father, Lord, Jesus Christ, may glory be back to you, Jesus. May this word go forth, Lord, with strength and power, Lord God. And Lord, Father, outside there, you know everyone who is listening to this word, Jesus. Father, Lord, I speak. May you, God, cleanse my heart, Jesus Christ. If there is any iniquity in me, Lord, take it out of me, Lord God. And Father, Lord Jesus, let your love, Lord, flow out freely, Lord, unto the saints outside there, Lord God, that glory will be back to you, Jesus. And Father, Lord, may you, God, may these words be words of life moving out of my mouth, O God. Anoint my lips, O God. And Father, rivers of living water may flow into their hearts, Jesus Christ, that glory be back to you. Lord, bless the word that we've just read. And Lord, let there be testimonies back to you. I pray and believe in Jesus' name. Amen. My title is Contending for the Faith That Was Once Delivered. And then inspiration, coming to the unity of the faith of God. Hallelujah. That's my inspiration. Coming to the unity of the faith of God. Now, let me ask a question. Why did God send Brother Branham? The reason God sent Brother Branham was to restore the faith of our fathers, the apostolic faith, praise the Lord, the faith that was once restored, praise the Lord, hallelujah, was what was once delivered, which was the faith of God itself, hallelujah. God knew that there would come a falling away from the truth. That's the reason he had to send Malachi 4 to restore that faith that was once delivered. Hallelujah. That's why God had to send Malachi 4 to restore that faith. That's why we contend for that faith today. And that's why our birth can only come from the faith. It can never come outside that faith. And when we are born, we come forth as sons and daughters of God. And that's the reason the scripture says, it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him. Now, we are living in such a time in these cities whereby we know that all this will all perish one day. For the Bible says, there is a way that seemeth right to a man, but at the end is death. Now, every one of us wants to think that our church is the right church. You ought to do that exactly. Now, let's go back and find out what the faith is. Praise Jesus. And a lot of people say, I don't do that because it's against my faith. My faith don't teach that. There is only one faith. There is only one church. There is only one body. Praise the Lord. Hope you will believe that. And that church, you don't join it at all. You are born into the church. For example, I have been in my family for years, but they did not ask me to join it. Why? Because I was born into it. So I am of that family by birth. I don't have to join it because I belong to it. And that's the way it is with a church. You just belong to it. That's all. You just, hallelujah, you are just born into it. And you are born of the Spirit of God. You become a son of God when you are born of it. Hallelujah. And a daughter of God. And without that, you just belong to the church. But when you are born again, you belong to Christ. Hallelujah. And we must be born again. There is one fundamental doctrine that I believe. That's in St. John 3. Jesus said to Nicodemus, except a man be born again. Hallelujah. Of water, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he will in no wise enter the kingdom of God, no matter how sincere we are. Our sincerity has nothing to do with it. Praise Jesus. In those days back there, mothers used to feed their babies to crocodiles in order to appease their gods. You can't try your sincerity to that, because sincerity has nothing to do with it. There is only one law God required, that you must be born again. Hallelujah. I had to be born in order to be a Christian. Therefore, I have to be born again to become a Christian. Actually, it's a birth. When a man is regenerated, a new soul comes in. Let's get back a bit, and someone, praise the Lord, someone may say, William, did you keep your religion all along? I will say, it kept me, praise Jesus. And that's the way Jesus Christ is. He keeps us. We don't keep him. It's not whether I can hold on. It's whether he held on. Hallelujah. That's the main thing. It's what he has done. What God did for us is in Christ is what I am today. That's what you are by the sovereign grace of God. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus Christ. That's what you are. Now, in order, if you went out there and looked on the field, a big field was all plowed up and there's something planted in there, the only way that you are going to know, the only way that you're going to know what was planted in the ground is open the soil and then look into it. Then you'll know what kind of seed has been planted in there. The Bible says that we are sons, praise the Lord, we are sown with the incorruptible seed of God, imperishable. It cannot perish. Now every seed will bring forth of its own kind. Hallelujah. You find today the little girls and boys try to impersonate them actors. Some of them unmarried, praise the Lord, they get to impersonate those people who have 4 or 5 husbands, praise the Lord, and make that an example. Brother, sister, if there is any example that we ought to do, praise the Lord, it's ought to come from the Bible. There is only, praise the Lord, that is the only place where our crop started. It is in the Word of God. Praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Look back yonder. In the beginning, in the Garden of Eden, there was 2 boys that came out, Cain and Abel. All right. I want you to notice them as they come both. Both boys, after they was turned from the Garden of Eden, which laid east of Eden, praise the Lord, and Bro Branham said, going through the streets of, praise the Lord, over in Palm Beach this morning, I thought looking here at these lovely big homes, just like the garden, a garden of Eden, fallen sons of God has built them. We know that it's in their heart. God intended them to have them, but everyone's going to have to die and live then. But we are going to once, praise the Lord, to one someday, praise the Lord, we are going to someday, praise Jesus Christ, we will never live in no more. We will be there forever, praise Jesus Christ. Then I was thinking, as we was passing along there, of those wonderful thoughts, how Eden must have been. And then when men sinned, I have I have my thought, my conception of it. You can have yours too. But God drove them out. An angel stood at the gate and began to guard that gate, that no one could come in or go out of that gate to keep them away from the tree of life. Praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now the tree of life, I believe, was Jesus Christ. He that eats of my flesh and drinks of my blood has everlasting life. He is the tree of life. God was guarding it with a cherubim, an angel with a flaming sword. Now when Cain and Abel realized that they were mortal beings and had to die someday, then they came to find favor before God. And each one of them, Cain was a tiller of the soil, Abel was a shepherd, and notice each one of them came to worship God. Now here came the two boys. One of the boys was Cain's, Satan's own son. The other one was Abel from Adam, which was of God. Watch, both of them. It's a very beautiful picture today of the church. Now watch and notice how true it is. Now notice, Cain and Abel came to worship God. Both of them did. Now Cain brought his sacrifice. Abel brought his sacrifice too. Now both of them were born of the same mother. Now Cain was just as sincere, I believe, as Abel was. Just as much as Abel was. Fundamentally, in worshiping, he was just fundamentally as Abel was. Both boys realized they were lost. Both boys wanted to find favor with God. Both boys brought a sacrifice. Both boys worshiped. Both boys belonged to the church. Hallelujah. Praise God. If a church sacrifice and worship is all that God required, praise the Lord. If that was what God required, and God condemned Cain, he's unjust in doing so. He would be unjust, for if worship is all God required, Cain worshiped just the same as Abel did, and perhaps had a more beautiful worship than what Abel did. I would imagine Cain being the anointed of Satan, Satan's son, who came down, and I would like to show you a little, praise the Lord, a picture there, two in a minute, of Cain and Abel. How that when they came, Cain came and to bring his sacrifice, it was probably a way more beautiful than that of Abel was. Cain was a tiller of the soil, and he had lilies and beautiful things to decorate his altar. Watch Cain in his nature. He was nurtured after his dad, Satan. And he made a beautiful sacrifice, decorated with lilies and everything like here in our land. Cain and Abel came up to worship God on hallelujah. On that day there, he had the lilies around his altar, just like Easter. People will spend millions of shillings to put flowers on the altar and decorate their altars. God does not want the lilies on the altar. He wants you on the altar. Praise the Lord. God does not care about the lily. He cares about you and me on the altar. Praise the Lord. That was not made for the altar was not made for the lilies. It was made for you and me. Praise Jesus. You ought to lay yourself on the altar. That's what we ought to do today. Not a new president and anything else, but we need a good old-fashioned Malachi 4 revival, old St. Paul's revival, and the Bible's Holy Ghost. Praise Jesus. Back into the church, and men and women getting right with God, then you will see signs and wonders flying like sparks on an anvil. Praise the Lord. If you would only get to that started, praise the Lord. But brother, until you do it, we are lost. Praise the Lord. And we will never be able to have a revival. The reason we can't have a revival is because we have lost the faith. Hallelujah. The faith that was once delivered. People are just emotionally worked up. You've got to get back to God's faith again in the day, praise the Lord, in the Bible, where men and women became born again and regenerated by the Holy Ghost. Then that man can't help, praise the Lord, from being a Christian. He can't help from going to church. Hallelujah. He can't help from praising God. He's a Christian by birth. That's right. Let me tell you, for the born child of God, you don't need to tell him. To do something for God. Hallelujah. He's always there. That's what the matter you are. Praise the Lord. You go to get Christ first in the state of the church. You go to put Christ first. That's what we need today. Praise Jesus. That's what Uganda, Kenya, East Africa, the whole world needs today. Praise the Lord. What they need today is an old-fashioned revival. Steered. God-sent revival. Cain, sure, he was religious, but like the other was, praise the Lord, it was just a covering. Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, when they formed, they were naked. They made themselves a religion. As soon as Adam realized his mistake, he separated from God. Instead of trying to find God, he tried to hide from God. That's the matter of man today. It's still his nature. Instead of coming out and confessing, saying, I've been a church member for 10 years. I know nothing about God. You try to hide behind the name of the church. Is that it? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We all do. Praise the Lord that we are guilty for before. Praise the Lord. Before God. Amen. It's the truth. Yes, sir. Now I want you to notice, instead of coming out to have been Adam running through the garden hollering, Father, Father, where art thou? Praise the Lord. Father, Father. It was the father running through the gardens hollering, Adam, Adam, where art thou? Praise the Lord. When he found he had to meet God, he made himself an apron of fig leaves. Praise the Lord. How typical of today. Apron was a covering. A religion mean a covering. Praise the Lord, it means a covering. Now Eve and Adam was standing back there in their church talking about, praise the Lord, well, now when God calls again, well, God will go out. But when they had to face God, they found out that the fig leaves religion wouldn't work. And every man, that woman that's hiding, praise the Lord, behind some church creed will find out, praise the Lord, in that day of their death, that fig leaf religion won't work. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And now when they were to meet God, they knew that they were naked, and he said, I am naked. And God said, who said you're naked? And they began to shy away, and God made them some skins and made them aprons in order to get skin. He had to kill something had to die as substitutionary. Praise the Lord. And the only thing in the world is not the church, a Catholic Pentecostal, praise the Lord, none of them that will cover your sins. God killed something, praise the Lord. His son had to die, praise the Lord, at Calvary to cover your sins, praise the Lord. He was a covering, the only covering there is to the humans. Brother, we need another mighty rushing wind sent from the throne of God, like they did, praise Jesus Christ, on that day, on Pentecost. They were all religious and followers of Jesus Christ, but they had to go and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost in the upper room. It is the same today. So we have to contend for that faith, praise the Lord, that was once delivered. Praise the Lord, we should live day and night crying out, praise Jesus Christ, and then we shall meet God. We shall get that experience, praise the Lord. Let's just bow down our heads and have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Jesus, for this day. We thank you for your word, Lord. May bless everyone, Lord God, that has had this word. And Father, may glory get back to you, Jesus. Lord, I pray this and I believe that you had, Lord God. Heal the sick, of God, and let there be a testimony back to you. Lord, I pray this and believe that you had, in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you, Bride of Jesus Christ. God bless you, Bride of Jesus Christ. I'm Sister Gloria Okech from LCA Nairobi Tororo Church, and my pastor is Brother Bernard Achud. God bless you. So we'll come to the end of life's journey, and perhaps we'll never meet anymore, till we gather in heaven's bright city. Struggle through this one and strive. There's another meeting place somewhere in heaven by the side of the river of life, where the charming road is blue forever, and where separation comes no more. If we never meet again this side of heaven, I will meet you. Charming roses bloom forever, and where separation comes no more. If we never meet again this side of heaven, I will meet you.
God bless you, the Bride of Jesus Christ. I'm Brother Joshua Kimboy. I want to thank God for the fire that He has brought us, and also to say thank you for the gift of life, health, and strength, and also with the sound mind that is connecting us to His intelligence, giving us His intelligence, His wisdom, that also His knowledge through His word. Now, I want to exhort my fellow young people, and also to them that they are passing through trials, temptation, mind battles, that know that God is with you, and He shall be with you also in you unto the end of all, and where now enter fully to the joy of the Lord. And let us strive in to get into that joy of the Lord. And now I want to ask my fellow young people that truly right now we have entered into the time that we have to come to where we manifest the reality of the glory of the Lord, and that we have to put all that is of the earthly, of the thoughts, of the lust, flesh, down, everything, put it aside, and let us enter into the glory of the Lord, and through prayer, striving, and through hearing His word, and also living according to what He has said in His word. Right now, as we see the state of the nation, state of the world, state of the church, it is teaching us, or it is bringing us into a state, into a week, and seeing that truly to what God said in His word, that His coming, the second coming, I've seen truly we are so close, and that will make us rejoice and even have joy in the shout and praising, because we are so close
to where now all things of the earthly shall be put aside, and we shall enter into the joy of the Lord, full into the fullness that will never have any trials, temptation, mind battles, nothing wicked, no wickedness. And that's why you're asking that let us fight against these powers of darkness, against principalities, against the spiritual wickedness and all that, that we may enter in and asking with yielding and crying and pressing on with also praying God to fill you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and also to the filling, and to where we'll get where there will be nothing, we'll not feel any speck of anything of the lust of the physical, anything of the mind battles, but only will be that we feel just the love of God, that divine love, loving everybody. And I can tell that in a few days, few weeks, and few months that has passed, I've seen truly God with me. I've seen that the love of God, because I've come to a point that I let God have His wonderful way into the way in my day life. Everything that I do, I put God forth in front, that He may do all things. He may speak to me. He may, whatever I do, what I say yes, it will be coming from the Spirit. It is yes. What I say no, it is coming from His word, that is from the Spirit. It is no. That's what I'm trying to every day practice every day, to hear from the Spirit that what God says no, it is no. And I truly come into every day I start and get into the Bible and get into the Word, and I ask the Holy Ghost to help me that I may get into the Word where that He tells me, and in that day I do according to what I've read and what I've heard through the Spirit. Through His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that I should now be pure, holy, and righteous, just like He is. And that's why I ask my fellow young people that let's strive in. While you're in school, while you're at home, while you are at job, working, let's fight that. Now you can say, oh, you know, I'm working, so I have to do this. You know, I have no time to do that. No, you just practice, just do it, like pray, like now even this practice, it comes through prayer. Kneel down, just speak to God, just 2-3 words, asking what do you want to do, what do you want me as your son to do with this word, with your word, what do you want me to do, and what do you want me to say, what do you want me to think, where would you want me to go? That's what you have to ask ask God in prayer. And when you woke up and go, you'll see the manifestations. You'll see God doing it. You see God in your life, in whatever you say. You'll feel it. You'll just hear Him, His voice, that still small voice, speaking to you. That's why I do urge that truly, let's strive in. Let's strive. Is to the darkness, you see the wrath, the vengeance, day of vengeance of our God is already come. That now what we ask and we pray, that may we strive to get into that joy of the Lord, and it will take a perfect word, a perfect faith. It will take a perfect faith to change us and to change this body. That what we are now fighting for right now, today, this hour, is for us to be changed from this mortal to immortality. That's why we have to have perfect faith. You know, the prophet said that, how can you have faith of healing, yet you have no faith? How can you have faith of being changed from this body and to the other body, that is immortal body, the glorious body, yet we don't have faith of healing? But you are still finding out through that we have to get that perfect faith, that faith to be changed of this body into this body, to be resurrected, change all these 16 elements, that all that when it shall be changed into the word image, the glory of the word image, then that the healing, the faith, the perfect faith of healing, it shall be there, shall come to pass. That I believe with all my heart, and I believe that we all will strive to enter in, because it's too late for us to do so. It's too late that it needs us to put all armor of God and to and striving to get into that joy, the joy of the Lord. I feel it in my heart that every day I feel like, you know, even in my when I go to work and I work, I even go into a road, I feel something that like I feel this body is too heavy. It's too heavy. I feel something lifting me up, and I can do, you know, I don't need anything. I need just to praise the Lord when I'm in the work. No, now I can try to put myself aside, but I find myself raise up my hand, worshiping, praising. At the time, and I forget I'm in between many people, but that is only, it has come to a point that even many, I can find people asking me that, you know what, I do pray, but this, they're asking me spiritual questions, they're asking me what is it happening, this and that. I do get that it's God answering them. It's God that they get an answer that through that work. That's why I ask and pray that maybe strive and do make all efforts to enter in unto the joy of the Lord. May God richly bless you, and I pray that we'll do, and that is my prayer to you all, that maybe the only thing it will take, it's only through prayer, kneeling down and praying, because also God needs us to pray even to the lost souls, because it's a great time to pray for them that they may enter in, because the hour is late. God bless you. I'll take this opportunity to pray and thank God for that, the testimony and also exhortation to young people and my fellow brothers and sisters, this message will reach unto. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of life and also your knowledge and intelligence and wisdom, Lord, that you have given unto us through your word. I want to thank you, Father, for each and every ministry that you have given unto us, that they have been giving us and sharing unto us this wisdom, this knowledge, and revealing unto us all your glorious plans. Father, thank you for them, Lord. Thank you for my pastor, Brother Ben Achut, and also to the pastors and ministers around the world, and deacons, ushers, elders, and helps and government, Father, and the song leaders, musicians, and worshippers, young people too, Lord Jesus Christ, O God. We see the hour is too late, Father, Lord. It takes for us, O God Almighty, to put whole armor of thee, Lord Jesus, to strive in and enter into the joy of thee, Lord Almighty God. May you help us, O God, through your love. Give us that love divine so that we may manifest whole of thy word, Lord Jesus Christ, in our daily-to-day life, not only when we meet together, Lord, but wherever we may be with others, O God. May you show that truly, God, you are alive, O God. You're not dead, but you're alive, O God, my Lord Jesus Christ. Alive in us, that we have to express it, O God. Bless each and every one of us. Bless each and every person that this exhortation may reach unto him or her, Lord Jesus Christ, and this testimony, Lord Jesus Christ. Bless them, Father, Lord, and mighty God. I pray that you bless the meetings that is before us, O God, almighty Lord Jesus Christ. Bless it. Provide for us finance, O God, my Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, do pray, believe and trust him that you lead us and guide us. Amen and amen. God bless you.